Mishnah here, Mishnah Gimel is an interesting case, I think. The deal is, if I'm taking your property and I'm agreeing to work it and pay you, we're going to share the proceeds of the field, obviously, so then I'm expecting, the landowner is expecting that the farmer do his best, right? What happens if he doesn't want to, or he doesn't? So here the case is a makabel sadeh mechavero v'hovira. The farmer rents the field, but then he lets it lie fallow. Hovira, like the word boor, is like an unplowed field. There's like, you know, in Hebrew, which I think the English comes from it also, B-O-O-R, boor in Hebrew, beis favresh, is like an unplowed field, is like an unworked field, is like, it's just that. But it's used as an idiom for like a boorish person, an uncultivated person, because like his mind has not been cultivated. I'm pretty sure the English boor comes from the Hebrew boor, I think. Boorish, like he's uncultivated, unrefined. In any case, that's the point. The field just was let to lie fallow, and he didn't work it. So then the landowner says, wait a second, our deal was I'm getting a third of the produce, but I expected you to produce, and you didn't. So then Shamanosa kama ruyalasos. So then the landowner could take the farmer to Beis Din and say how much they'll assess how much it would have produced if a guy would have done his job properly, but no son lo, and then the farmer would have to give the would be fair share of what the field should have produced to the owner. Shakach Kosavlo, because this was the way that it was written in the contracts. So machlokas, many learn, the Mishnah says, im ovir v'lo avid, in the contract it would normally say, if I let it lie fallow and don't work it, ashalom b'metiva, I will pay like it's a full good amount. Or with the best. I'll pay with the best, probably better translation. So many learn that this is what the contracts normally said or should have said, or it's as if they said it, but if for whatever reason this particular relationship between this particular farmer and this particular landowner, it didn't say this in the contract, it wouldn't matter. Like it's, you know, it's that's the assumption. That's how many learn. That's how most learn, I think. So that's the din. The din is that you agreed to work my land, I'm assuming you're going to do your best efforts, you know. A lot of times a modern contract use an expression of to work or act in good faith. This is not considered good faith. You took my land and you didn't work it, so I'm expecting it painful. And that's a din. So that's a din. Even if it wouldn't be written in the contract, the Rambam and others, Paskin, still you have to pay what the thing should have produced if you would have worked it properly.